freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwin.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the updates section. You just click updates, sign up, maybe takes you a minute or two, and from that point on, we'll send you emails whenever there's something you need to know about the show, whether it be a new affiliate that we're adding or a new lady on the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. So be sure you go sign up for that at, again, freetalklive.com. Like everything on that website, it's absolutely free.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call toll-free at 888-532-4604 or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. Last night we talked about a story. I don't know where it was from, but somewhere in the United States, you might remember, man, which there was a 16-year-old male who was dating a 15-year-old female.
Toronto,
Canada.
Not in the United States.
Thank you. And that was actually important to the story because of the age of consent in Canada.
Right.
Anyway, they took this guy took pictures. Well, actually, it wasn't even specified if he took the pictures. He, according to the police, he got his hands on some pictures of his former 15-year-old girlfriend. Posted these nude photos on a website and got caught, of course. And
sure.
Now he's being charged with, like, child pornography charges, basically.
Right.
And we talked about how, well, first of all, what is child porn? And, you know, we tried to define all these things. And I posted, as always, I posted that story on our bulletin board system because whenever we read a story from the news, from some website, instead of just doing it on the air and being done with it, we always post the link on our bulletin board system so you can take a look at it, because we don't always read the entire text of a story. So that way you can read all the details for yourself, you know, do your own fact-checking, and it just gives you a little bit of extra input, I suppose, or a little bit of oversight into what we're doing here. So somebody took a look at that and then posted another interesting story that is related. It's not related in the way of being teenage nudity as far as child porn, because actually child porn isn't teenage nudity, in my opinion. It's just teenage nudity. Child porn has to do with children having sex.
Okay.
At least that's how I feel about it. And I think the law feels similarly.
Or in a sexual situation.
In a sexually charged position or whatever.
Right.
Well, here is a sad, sad story from somewhere, I think, out west. Yeah, Dallas, Texas. The service was fast, the judgments even hastier. Never did Jacqueline Mercado imagine that four rolls of film dropped off at an Eckerd Drugs one-hour photo lab near her home would turn her life inside out, threaten to send her to jail, and prompt the state to take away her kids.
Wow.
So, what do you think this woman was doing? Do you think she was taking some photos of her kids having sex with one another, or...
Well, since I'm a highly trained broadcast professional, I'm not going to fall into that hole, and I would say that she probably got caught with some naked pictures of her kids in the bathtub.
That's where I was going to go, was bathtub. Yeah.
For Mercado and her family, last fall was a happy time, one they wanted to record and save in the venerable tradition of the family photo. Johnny Fernandez, Mercado's boyfriend, had just emigrated from Lima, Peru, ending a year-long separation. And on top of that, it was their son's first birthday. Now, emigrated, meaning he probably went through the actual process of coming here, or probably is still in the legal process. So I don't want to hear from any of you xenophobes out there. This guy's going through the legal process, and that's not what we're going to focus on.
You can't walk from Peru to America.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about what happened to these poor people coming up, but it's your show. You can interrupt us with anything. Paul in Delaware, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Scott, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how you gentlemen doing?
What's going on?
Not bad. You were talking about child pornography, and mm-hmm. I got two little points I want to make. The first one is, since you were talking about child porn, I want to speak about this guy named R. Kelly, who everyone loves their music. All the rap singers are getting him in the videos, and this guy's nothing but a disgusting child rapist.
He is?
He is. I would say so. What did he do?
I heard something about sex on videotape with like a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah, well, okay. If you remember, about 3 years ago, he had gotten caught with a video actually urinating on this little 15-year-old girl.
Yep, I recall that.
And then afterwards, when the police arrested him, they went back to his house and got a search warrant, and they found more child pictures of other girls. Before that, when the singer Aaliyah was just 15 years old,
mm-hmm.
he married her, and the guy has like three instances of, you know, molesting, raping, whatever you want to call it, little girls, and like I said, urinating on them. But the bottom line is, people have forgotten about this. See, they want to...
I want a point of clarification. Somebody brought this up on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system, and one of our listeners... made a counterclaim that this girl was being paid for this video.
I've paid close attention to it. As you know, most people have forgotten. I've paid close attention. I've never seen anything about that particular girl.
Where were her parents during all this? Is what I want to know.
Her parents? I don't know. Maybe they were getting welfare and they weren't paying close attention to her. But that's no excuse for R. Kelly the
rapist.
What
do you think should happen to R. Kelly?
What I think should happen to R. Kelly? I think the sucker needs to go away because...
Go away where?
To prison.
To a mysterious island out there somewhere?
No, to prison. I mean, what do you think? I mean, how would you...
Clearly has an appetite for young girls.
I think before you start having sex with little young girls and urinating on them, they should at least have some kind of mature mindset. And yes, there are little girls doing things that they're not supposed to.
Let me ask you this. Now, it's one thing to record a girl like this, but as we pointed out last night, in Canada, the age of consent is 14. Now, the girl he was having sex with on video was 14. So, in Canada...
Was 15.
Whatever.
So she's even more legal.
I heard it was 14. I'm sorry.
That R. Kelly was having sex with, I'm sorry, was 14.
Would it be okay with you if he was doing it in Canada?
No, it wouldn't be okay because, I mean, the guy is taking advantage of not fully matured in her head, and of course...
But Canada thinks she's mature, so you're telling me the Canadians are just idiots then, basically?
Well,
Canadians,
I don't like to link people into idiot groups because there are smart people in Canada.
Right.
But,
Lawmakers in Canada.
But I mean, they're socialists. They think that you can get everything from government, and they don't understand. They can't get it through their thick skull that socialists, there's nothing the government can do for you.
I understand where you're coming from. I mean, if I had a 15-year-old daughter and she was taken advantage of by this guy, I would probably
feel disgusting.
I would probably feel the same way. However, I would like to think that as a parent, I would know where my child is. You know, I would have some sort of clue what my kids were doing. Because that's the most important question here is, what the hell were her parents doing? Where were they?
Did your parents, when you were 15, did they know everything you were doing? And I'm pretty sure you think your parents are good parents, right?
Obviously they didn't know everything that I was doing.
Of course.
The same time, I think that it's silly to think that the law is going to protect people from this. Obviously it didn't. Obviously, she still got molested.
The law isn't meant to protect somebody that, in this case, that it happened to. It's to protect the next person that it might happen to.
Okay, and one other final point.
Murder isn't against the law because they want to stop you from murdering the first person. They want to catch you because you're capable of killing.
Your final point, Paul.
I was watching John Stossel yesterday, and he was talking about gays in the military and so forth. I think if you're going to be gay, you should keep it in the closet. I don't want my kids growing up thinking that it's normal. And as far as gays being in the military, I think you should. I think they should be put on the front lines.
What's going to happen if your kid, Paul?
Thanks, man.
What's going to happen if your kid makes friends with gay people? Are you going to tell him he can't be friends with gay people?
No, I don't have any problem with that. But I think it's disgusting, man. I mean, think of it. It's not normal. Something mental. I mean, we're in a society now.
For them, though, Paul, for them, it is normal. And a lot of gay people that I've known are very normal.
Well,
they just
sure
have the sex differently.
So should men with ugly wives have to keep it a secret? Because that's just not normal, man.
Well, I think that even...
Thanks, Paul. We got to run, man.
Okay.
Good call. 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. I don't know. What do you think should happen to R. Kelly? You tell us. It's Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You take control, toll-free. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Menwick.
Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got archives. The last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described. It's right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You don't have to get out your credit card. Just go and get them at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Johnson in Sarasota, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian.
I wanted
Scott
to comment on the whole R. Kelly thing. I know
okay.
You guys just kind of talked about the gave the military again, but on the R. Kelly thing, you know, I've seen the R. Kelly video. And
is that something you want to admit to?
I'm going to admit to that, and I do want to explain that real quick. You know, I'm a curious sort. I want to see these things firsthand to judge them, and it was on the internet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the Nick Berg video, too. I watched the video of the soldiers gunning down the guys in that Jeep. You know, I watched those videos. I like to see, like, what's going on. And it wasn't hard to find. You know, the R. Kelly video was, it was presented itself before me. I was like, yeah, I want to watch that. You know,
it just popped up on your screen. You had no control.
It just presented itself. Like, hey, Johnson, watch me.
Pretty much.
You're just sitting there.
R. Kelly bought some pop-up ads all over the internet.
It's good to see that you've got your defense all laid out, though.
He was sitting there building a PowerPoint presentation. He watched it. All of a sudden, slide 7 turned into the R. Kelly video.
If you're around the internet enough, I mean, things like that present themselves in front of you. And you know,
yeah, if you're in the seedy corners of the internet,
anyone who denies that you're confronted with porn when you're on the internet is just silly.
All right, Johnson, you've seen the video. So what about it?
So, that girl certainly seemed to enjoy herself.
Now, wait a minute. How do you know she wasn't, being forced to look like she was enjoying herself?
There was no force involved. I mean, it wasn't like he was being rough with her or...
How do you know there wasn't somebody else off camera pointing a gun at her, forcing her?
It didn't have that appearance. I'm just going to say, from what I saw, it didn't have that appearance. She appeared to be enjoying herself immensely.
So, do you still have this video?
No.
Oh.
No, that would be illegal. I don't know. Is watching it illegal, or is it the actual possession of it that is illegal?
I believe the possession of it is illegal. Who knows, you know?
So you arguing that that he did not do anything wrong because she was enjoying it? I'm not sure what your point is.
I don't know. Well, no, I'm not necessarily going to argue that because, obviously, you know, the girl is, you know, she's 15. She doesn't have the capabilities to make those sorts of judgments for herself.
Well, Canada thinks she does.
Especially not in film. What?
Okay. Yes, you're right. In Canada, while you can be 14 and have sexual relations, you cannot be photographed at that age.
Yeah, I don't know that I would agree that a 15-year-old girl is old enough to make a decision about whether or not she wants to put out a video on the internet or around the world of herself getting peed on by R. Kelly. I don't think that you're necessarily at the age where you can make decisions like that.
Well, at 26, I will say that I'd be willing to do that because I'd make a hell of a name for myself.
Were you the person who said that she was paid for this?
No.
Because there was somebody on our bulletin board system who made the claim that this girl was paid money to be in this video.
It wouldn't surprise me. I think she was. I think I remember hearing that as well.
No, I think that R. Kelly is just one dumb dude. I mean, you've got to be an idiot. I mean, it's one thing to have sex with an underage girl. That's risky enough as it is. I mean, there's a lot of guys that have sex with underage girls simply because they believe them to be old, or at least they keep telling themselves, you know, oh, this girl's 18. Oh, she said she was 18. You know, there's a lot of guys that get brought up on statutory rape charges just for that reason alone. But to actually record it, to actually document you committing a crime like that, is just the most stupid thing that you can do. Now that said, I don't think that I agree, Manwich, that this guy should necessarily have jail time as a result of this. Why can't he just be ostracized? Why can't he, you know, the word be spread, which it obviously has, about what kind of a person R. Kelly is?
I don't know. When you get to that kind of celebrity status, though, you know, celebrities like that might be able to make it into a trend, you know? Like, it's cool to pee on 15-year-old girls now.
I don't know about that.
And it's predatorial about it.
Right, well, so, now, one good thing is that now 15-year-old girls who like to have that done to them know where they can go.
Well, geez. All right.
Dave Chappelle did it, you know, as far as comedy on this whole thing. Dave Chappelle did the best piece that I've seen so far. He actually covered an R. Kelly music video and changed the words to "I want to pee on you" and has like a, it's incredible. I need to find that and post that on the DVS.
During this whole thing, though, the best part about it was, and this was another thing that was covered that Dave Chappelle did a thing on, but R. Kelly's whole defense was, "That's not me. That was special effects."
What?
I was put in there digitally.
It was lemonade.
No, he's saying it wasn't him. It was was him, but he wasn't in that video. It was all done digitally. He's like, that wasn't me. It was special effects. Computers did it.
Somebody else had footage of him having sex.
Right, exactly. Peeing on someone. Or maybe just peeing. And right. They had video of this 15-year-old girl,
and they
put it together. You seen Lord of the Rings? They can put people in places they've never been.
Right. It's a conspiracy.
Did he win?
No.
Look, after O.J. won, I'll believe anything.
No, what happened to the guy? I mean, is he in jail? Did he go to jail? Does anybody know?
I think he's in jail, but I'm not sure.
No idea.
Well, anyway,
I didn't care enough after. I was just, you know, whatever.
Johnson,
probably going to jail.
You got anything else, Johnson?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. Let's just move on now. Tracy in South Dakota, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Scott, and Manwich.
Hello. Hey, guys.
Hey.
You had I was listening to your archives from yesterday, and you had a guy call in and ask what would happen if New Hampshire decided to nullify the income tax.
Yes.
And I just wanted to mention that last year there were actually two bills that were in the New Hampshire House. One of them would have nullified the income tax.
Well, what
do you
mean?
The 16th Amendment. It was actually a bill to say that the 16th Amendment would not apply within New Hampshire.
Hmm.
And there was also another bill.
Wait, that would mean that that in New Hampshire the federal government wouldn't have any power to collect taxes, right?
Yeah, nullification is based on, you know, the Virginia and Kentucky resolutions that Jefferson and Madison did when Adams tried to pass the Alien and Sedition Acts, which basically said that states have the right to nullify federal actions if they felt it was.
So they could toss out the 16th Amendment just by creating a law in New Hampshire.
Well, you know, we've had the Civil War since then, so I'm not sure what would happen. I just wanted to mention that.
Interesting. Well, very cool.
What I really want to talk about was I actually, here in Sioux Falls where I'm at, about a week ago, all of the electricity went out for a good 20 block radius or so. And all the stoplights weren't working. And guess what?
No one died?
It wasn't total chaos.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, in fact, I was driving, and I think it was actually easier to drive. There was less annoyance, less road rage. People were driving a little bit slower, but it wasn't the stopping and starting.
Sioux Falls ain't Los Angeles.
I understand that, but I mean, really.
It's a great town. I'd like to make it clear. That's one of those beautiful places in the country as long as it's summertime.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, it's just
it ain't Los Angeles.
I just think that, actually, I was wanting to mention, there was actually an engineer. Hans Manderson is his name, and I was reading about this in Wired, at magazine, but he actually believes that all of the street signs and lines and everything in the street are actually a bad thing.
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
He says that a road with a lot of signs is telling a story that says that, don't worry, as long as you follow all the rules, everything will be fine.
Right, people tend to, what he was saying, and thanks for the call, Tracy, what he was saying is that if there's a lot of road signs up, if there's a lot of barriers on a road, people assume they can drive less safely because they think they're more safe because of all the signage and stuff. So more accidents tend to happen.
Hmm.
Free Talk Live, coming back with more. Take control.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle, and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics is literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
all water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure-like frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Yeah, you take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
It's the Friday night edition. Manwich was just doing a little gargling, apparently, during the break.
You gotta keep your mouth fresh, man. That's a rule of life.
If you want to know what that's about, you'll have to listen to the archives. We're having a little fun during the
That's
break.
Right. Listen to the archives.
Anyway, 800-259-9231, and don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photos. We put them on the website because we're proud of our female listeners here on Free Talk Live, so go check them out. And let's get back to the story about this mother who got in a little bit of trouble for taking some photographs. Now, we haven't exactly found out what the photographs contained. That's coming up. This is from the Dallas Observer. The photographs that Mrs. Mercado took over several days in late October included pictures of her husband or her boyfriend Fernandez reunited with the family at their modest home in suburban Richardson. Others captured their 1-year-old son Rodrigo and 4-year-old Pablicio from Mercado's earlier marriage playing in a neighborhood park. Using the camera's timer, they also took 3 snapshots of themselves naked in their bed. They arranged their bodies in ways that showed less flesh than most freeway billboards. A half dozen others recorded the kids at bath time. Fernandez took several photos of the boys playing around, naked and innocent, with the oldest flashing a big smile. Mercado, who says she often bathed with the kids, is in several of the shots, unclothed from the waist up, holding her arm modestly across her bare chest. In one, the photo that would threaten to send Mercado and her boyfriend to prison, the infant Rodrigo is suckling her left breast.
Uh-oh.
The
nursing?
1-year-old Rodrigo.
Nursing, Manwich. Not
nursing?
Just... Hey!
It's just weird that they would... I mean, she can do it in public, mm-hmm. but she can't take a picture of it? After Mercado dropped off the film for processing, a busybody technician viewed the images and decided that they were suspicious, according to a police report. As required under Texas law, he immediately contacted local police because he's a good citizen. Mercado says that when she went to pick up her pictures, the clerk told her there'd be a delay and then only returned 3 of the 4 sets of prints. To Richardson police, who arrived at the store that afternoon and apparently made up their minds from the content of the pictures alone, this was nothing short of a felony case of child pornography. According to the Sergeant Danny Martin, bureaucrat, he says, "We thought they contained sexuality." Explaining why 2 Richardson police detectives began pursuing a criminal case. "If you saw the photos, you'd know what I mean." With nothing else to support their contention that the photos were related to sex or sexual gratification, the police and the Dallas County District Attorney's Office presented the photos to a grand jury in January and came away with indictments against Mercado and Fernandez.
A grand jury indicted them?
Yeah.
Wow.
For sexual performance of a child, a second-degree felony punishable by up to 20 years in prison.
Holy cow.
I was going to say 15. 20 years?
Wow. Murderers usually get what? 4? 10 at the most?
Life?
Yeah. Well, it depends. The charges centered on a single photo, the breastfeeding shot. Fernandez and Mercado said they took it, although the child had ceased breastfeeding by that point, to memorialize that stage of the baby's development. According to Mercado, we wanted to see if he would take it, and he did. Johnny never saw the explaining through an interpreter that was a spur-of-the-moment notion to which they give little thought. Johnny never saw the child breastfeeding, so this was for memories, for us. That's what it was, all it was an innocent thing to them. Mercado, who brushed back strands of brown hair from her reddened eyes as she spoke, has a story that's not changed from the start. She told the Richardson police officer, who responded to the store's call, that she'd always taken pictures of her children nude, and it wasn't uncommon in her native Peru to do so. They were innocent baby pictures taken for the family's benefit, she says. Well, apparently what's legal or innocent in Peru is child pornography in the United States.
You know, is there a statute of limitations on that? Because if my mom ever makes me mad, oh, man, I got something I can hold. Yeah, in a photo album at my house right
now.
Who
doesn't? I mean, I have kids. I have pictures when I was a kid with the cousins and me in a bathtub.
Yep, I've got one of those, too.
Child porn. That's gay child porn.
I would. Well, one of them's male and one of them's female.
That's just child orgy porn. That's even better.
But, I mean, we were like 3 and 4, and I think it was 3 and 6, actually.
If you think it's bad so far, it gets worse. 5 days later, when a state child welfare investigator and two detectives arrived at her house, Mercado again insisted she saw nothing wrong with the photos. She allowed the group to search the couple's cramped room, and the detectives...
Always a bad idea.
The detectives went through everything, including their photo albums, apparently looking for more evidence of child porn, and they found nothing. According to Mercado, we fought so hard to come to this country. For this to happen is unbelievable. She's a 33-year-old who was a nurse in Peru and aspires to become licensed in the United States one day. She wants to help people. She's a nurse.
Well, that'll teach people to want to come here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially ones that want to help us.
Especially ones with weird beliefs about photographing their children breastfeeding.
And people who have all these humanitarian beliefs and want to, like, make an effort to help sick people.
Yeah, somebody that actually wants to get into this crazy medical system that we have here in this country, because we have doctors, we've talked to them on this show, that are quitting.
Oh, yeah.
They're tired of all the regulation. So we should be happy that this woman is coming here. Andrew Chatham, one of the three lawyers working on the behalf of Mercado and her boyfriend, says it's difficult to imagine a clearer case of overreaching by the police and prosecutors. He says their theory, which is supported by nothing, is that these pictures were taken to satisfy the boyfriend's sexual desires. These aren't pictures that were peddled on the open market. This wasn't on someone's website, like that kid who posted the pictures of his former girlfriend. This is just a mother who took a roll of film and left it at Eckerd's. The state used them to arrest her, indict her for a felony, and take away her kids. That's the worst part of this whole story, is she still doesn't have her kids.
God.
On November 13th, and this happened the end of last year, the day Richardson police tossed or searched Mercado's house, a caseworker with the Dallas County Child Protective Services Unit of the Texas Department of Bureaucrat Protective Regulatory Services took custody of the children and recommended to a family judge that they be placed in a foster home. Boy, they're not going to be sexually abused in any foster homes.
That would never happen.
The caseworker's notes state that a supervisor acting on the content of the photos alone decided that, quote, the children needed to be removed from their mother's care. Her hard-rubbed eyes drooping with worry, Mercado says she told the caseworker, please don't take our children. We love our children. In the months since, one of the couple's most onerous problems has been resolved. In late March, a week after the Dallas Observer asked District Attorney Bill Hill about the case, he ordered the criminal charges against both parents dropped. He says, it has some gray areas to it, but it doesn't rise to the level of a crime, he said. He said justice comes from more than isolating facts and interpreting them in a way to make them narrowly fit into a criminal statute. Now, that's like 5 or 6 months after the original charges happened, that they finally dropped them.
What about the kids?
Still at press time, child welfare authorities continue to maintain control of the boys, even though the charges have been dropped, even though a lawyer appointed to represent them says he believes they should go home. In its latest legal filing...
Do they get a spiff for every kid that they keep away from their parents? I mean, what's...
Do they get a what?
A spiff.
A commission. A bonus.
Oh. I don't know about that. In its latest filing... So the state's own lawyer is saying, send them home. In its latest legal filing, the state said it would not consent to releasing the boys until the couple jumped through some more hoops, including a lie detector test that they must take at their own expense.
At their own expense?
Yep. Now, this is the state. They're protecting us, Manwich and Scott. The state is looking out for our best interests.
Now, is that expense going to be reimbursed after they're cleared?
Hell no. They have to do it because they want to get their kids back, and the state's got them, and the state has guns, and they know that they're not going to be able to get them back by force, so they can just put over whatever hoops and hurdles they want to in front of these poor, poor people who just came to this country to enjoy a more free life. Oh, surprise, surprise. America's not a free country. More Free Talk Live on the way.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor. Made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free, healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You get interactive with us. You can talk about anything you want, whether it be a political issue or something personal. You got an agenda you want to push on the air. We'll let you do it. 800-259-9231. And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streaming. So if you want to listen online, you can do that. And we've got the broadband version as well as the dial-up version. And if you listen to the broadband version, now and then we'll turn on our microphones during the breaks and get to hear something a little special.
Have a little fun.
Yeah, we have a little
with
fun.
No FCC.
Exactly. All right. And hey, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We might have time to get back to some of the details on this sick case out of Texas about the people charged with child pornography for taking a nude picture of their one-year-old son. But first, Chris in Canada, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Scott and Manwich. Hello.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey.
All right, how's it going? Sir.
Right on. I'm good, thanks. Okay, Ian, yeah, I emailed you there yesterday.
That's right, you did. And
yeah,
I won't read your email. I told you to call in.
And then here I am calling in.
Here you are. Good man.
Well, I finally listened to the show and everything. And, you know, the point of my email wasn't to, like, you know, cut you guys up for, you know, criticizing Catholicism or whatever. That's, you know, that's fine. You've got your opinions. I just want to kind of shed light on, like, things they've done, like, kind of good things they've done.
Okay.
Well, specifically, like, during World War II. Sorry. I don't know, like, I think it's like there's a lot of propaganda out there, and a lot of people think like they were kind of like with the Nazis. They were, you know, against the Jews, but
I don't think they took a stand against the Nazis.
Well, no, but see, I beg to differ because I've got a lot of interesting, I guess, facts here. Okay, for instance, here on October 11, 1945, the World Jewish Congress gave a gift of $20,000 to the Vatican in recognition of the work of the Holy See in rescuing Jews from fascist and Nazi persecutions. 1944, July 7th, Jewish News noted that the Jews had been hidden within the walls of the Vatican itself during the German occupation of Rome.
I don't think that that anybody here on Free Talk Live suggested that the Catholics were responsible for assisting the Nazis.
Mm.
I mean,
I know you guys didn't. I'm just saying, this is just kind of a general thing, because you were talking about Catholics, and it just got me thinking, and
okay.
I don't... It just seems people like to really... I'm not saying we're all victims, but I guess people like to pick them apart and everything. And then this final interesting fact I found...
Well, if you're a world religion, you're going to get some criticism.
Oh, no, I know.
And
there's been a lot of corrupt popes and a lot of corrupt people within the church itself, and I know no one can deny that.
The organized religion deserves as much critique as government does, in my opinion.
Oh, totally. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Okay. So your final
My final just little thing. There was a writer here, Italian writer, Pinoche Lapide. He wrote a book in 1967. He concluded that under... Pope Pius XII, they were responsible for saving at least 700,000, but probably more, as much as 860,000 Jews from certain death of at Nazi hands. And he's saying that's more than all the other rescue organizations combined. So I just want to say that because...
Pretty good. Stuff I didn't know.
Yeah, there you go. You learn something new every night here on Free Talk
Live. Oh, and also, sorry, one more thing. I sent in that email about the Mormons, right? Like a couple weeks ago, and I was saying how...
Okay.
They believe man came from, or God was...
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it sounded pretty wild and pretty crazy, right? Well, I just happened to be doing my parents' lawn over the weekend, and just, you know, I'm turning around, and a couple Mormons show up right there in front of me, literally. And I asked them about that, and his quote was, I wrote it down, as man is now, God once was. So I think that's kind of plays along with what I was saying.
Yeah, right.
Of course, then he was like, oh, here, do you want my number? And... Wanted me, of course.
Just to recap, Chris, you emailed us saying that according to your research and now your experience with speaking with them, the Mormons actually believe that the God they worship was once a man, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't think that their beliefs are that much crazier than Catholic beliefs.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, if you believe that...
No, it's just interesting. It's just interesting.
If you believe that a cracker turns into the blood of into the body of God when they put it in your mouth, I mean, that's a little wacky.
Yeah, you know.
Absolutely. Chris, great call, man.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Thanks for listening, as always. 800-259-9231. Al in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Scott and Manwich. Hello, Al.
Yeah, I just want to talk a little bit about how the United States government is debasing our monetary system.
Oh, we've never heard this one before, Al. Go for it.
Go on.
Basically, Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution says that no money will be made out of anything other than gold.
Wait, let me guess. Silver and gold.
You got it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, baby.
Yes.
Yeah, I love this game.
Like the Liberty Dollar, which you can learn more about at dollar.freetalklive.com.
Great, yeah. Well, what we've been seeing around the country now is the fact that since Mr. Greenspan and company have basically lowered interest rates way, way below what the so-called inflation rate is.
Uh-huh.
What we have now is just this huge flow of this printed, these fiat lie dollars that are, you know, going into the housing market and driving the housing prices through the roof. So now nobody can even hardly afford a house anymore, for God's sake.
Yeah, well, as more money pours into supply, inflation goes up and the cost of living goes up. And like you're saying, yeah, people can't afford the same lifestyle that they currently or that they used to have.
Right. I mean, basically, you know, under the Bill of Rights, Article 5,
Well, let's not, we don't have really time to do much more citations, but what do you think we should do about it, Al?
Well, basically, I think that we should probably go back to the Constitution.
I agree 100%.
It says that money is, you know, basically gold and silver. And
well, that's why they created the Federal Reserve, so they could get around the Constitution, basically. It's a big game that they're playing with us. And
they're stealing our money, basically.
I think we need to opt out. I think we need to give the Federal Reserve a run for their money, so to speak, and everybody should change over to the Liberty Dollar. So
gold
more about
and silver.
That.
Gold and silver, baby.
Well, the Liberty Dollar is silver. Dollar.freetalklive.com. Thanks for the call, Al. 800-259-9231. More Free Talk Live on the way. It's your show. Take control.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free. Take control of the show. In the remaining moments, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So if you want to get on the air with us, you best call in now. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manley.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system. Thousands of posts there for you to surf around through. And hundreds of users interacting. It's free, just like everything else is at freetalklive.com. So be sure you check that out. In fact, we'll be posting, as we always do, each article that we use here on the show, including the one, actually somebody else already posted that one about the baby, the 1 year old,
yeah,
the mother who was photographed with her 1 year old baby nursing, basically, and she took the rolls of film to Eckerd's to have them developed. Mm-hmm. The nosy, busybody technician called the police on her. She was then arrested, charged with child pornography. Kids were taken from her. Both kids. She has two. One's 4 years old, the other's one.
The story's so crazy, nobody'd believe you if you just told them.
It's just some of Texas's finest looking out for their own.
Yeah. The Department of Justice, or the cops, or the prosecutor, I think, dropped the charges. He looked at the case, finally, after the media got a hold of it and started talking about it. He said, well, this isn't a real case. We'll just go ahead and drop these here charges. But the problem is the Department of Children and Families, or whatever the hell it's called in Texas, still has the kids.
And they're not going to let this woman have these kids back until they take a lie detector test.
And whatever else they say that they need to take.
Yeah, and the other hoops and hurdles they have to jump through and over. And by the way, the lie detector test, they have to pay for. Now, you heard all the stuff that I read before if you were listening, and it's crazy. There's two more pages worth of stuff, which we're not going to get to. But again, that's the point. It's on the bulletin board system. You can go read the entire story for yourself and see how pathetic this country is. See how sad, how bad it really has gotten in this country. We're not free. If you can't take a picture of your kid breastfeeding, what can you photograph?
People want to escape their oppressive countries and come here where they can, you know, just be oppressed. I don't understand it. I don't understand how
I'm not quite ready to go say, you know, our freedom's completely taken away, but I am ready to say...
Not all of them have, but a good portion of them have.
But this is stupid. I mean, like this is the epitome of dumb.
Exactly. See, we do have certain freedoms that people don't have in other countries. But then at the same time, just inane little things like this that nobody even thinks twice about anywhere else in the world. Prison. 20 years in prison.
Another point that that her lawyers bring up, and it's a good one, is that if this particular photo developer, maybe it's possible, he didn't bring up this, that he could be a racist. You know, he saw like a Hispanic name on the envelope. Like if he'd seen Steve Jones, you know, living in the nice zip code of town instead of Senora Mercado living in a one-room apartment somewhere, that he might have been a little less likely to turn someone like that in, you think? Maybe if it was a upper crust.
Possibility exists.
Maybe if it was an upper crust looking person who was getting their photos developed, he would have just kept his mouth shut and not called the cops.
It's a possibility. I don't know. I mean, you're just leveling accusations.
Well, because could she possibly be the only person who has photographs taken like this?
No.
Or what do you?
My mom's got them of me.
How do you feel about a guy who works at a photo lab sees these pictures and the first thing's like, oh, sex? That just makes me wonder about his mind a little bit.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Free Talk Live, we're done for tonight. It's Benny in here with you.
And Scott.
And
tomorrow night we'll be here at 7 o'clock Eastern Time for our live Saturday night show. So be sure you join us for that. And, of course, join us online in the meantime. And join the fun at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night.
If you're